It's day 362 of this Herculean 365-day journey. Just a few days to go. Unbelievable. And I'm feeling great, man. Honestly, I'm looking ahead at the year. I weighed myself again this morning. It was a midweek yesterday. I was 15 stone 6. I weighed myself again this morning. I was 15 stone 5. I am the lightest I've been on this whole journey. And I'm feeling amazing. My clothes are fitting better. I forgot to wash some of my jeans. I've had to wear an old pair of jeans and they're so massive. It's ridiculous. I've had to like tighten my belt up so much to stop them from falling down. So I'm absolutely locked into it. I've got all this stuff at the front of my mind. Do you know what I'm looking forward to as well? I'm looking forward to the 365 being over. I mean, I'm just going to go back to the start and start listening to them all again and like continue the journey. You know, having that. The whole thing has been about having this stuff front of mind, you know, that going back to the start, I remember me saying it, it was the whole purpose was to do this every day so that it was always front of mind, to like lock it into my brain. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to listen to episodes each day and just reacquaint myself with the journey that I've been on. Maybe I'll learn some stuff listening from an outsider looking in. I don't know. But yeah, feeling really good. Last night, it was an amazing moment. We got our daughter to sleep, my wife and I. Settling down into the evening. And my wife said, what do you want for dinner? And I was like, do you know what? I'm just not hungry. I'm not hungry. I'd had like a decent lunch. I'd eaten really well. I'd had some like, you know, nice things to drink. I'd like make myself a really nice smoothie. By the way, I made this amazing smoothie. It was this like diet whey powder stuff that I use, this PhD stuff. Like half a punnet of blueberries, a whole bunch of like summer fruits, a tablespoon of peanut butter. And I just sprinkled in some salt, whisked that up, sort of whizzed it up in a blender with some water. And it gave me this pint of this really delicious smoothie. And it's great because you know exactly what's in it. You've created it yourself. So there's no additional sugar, none of that muck, just like really good stuff. And you could taste the salt and the sort of richness of the peanut butter in it. It had loads of energy. It was really nice. Just a little lightning fast recipe for you there. But anyway, the point was, last night, usually I would go, yeah, cool, so let's have dinner. I'd just eat whatever my wife was eating. But I just wasn't hungry, you know? And I'm not saying don't eat. You should eat. But that Paul McKenna thing ringing in my brain, eat, but eat when you're hungry. And I wasn't hungry. I had no cues from my body at all that I needed food. So I said, you know what? I'm all right. I'm not. I'll just have a, you know, glass of water or something and just go to bed. I mean, I'll be fine. And then I woke up, my stomach wasn't flat, I've still got some fat around my stomach that I need to shred off, but there was no bloating, I felt really light on my feet. When I walked to work, I was like, had a spring in my step. I felt good, you know? And now here I am, feeling like I can take on the day, concentration's there. I don't know, I don't feel sluggish, I don't feel slow, I don't feel bloated, all the things that I used to feel all the time. I don't feel. This is exactly what I hoped for. This is how I hoped I'd feel. And I'm stoked I do. It's been quite successful, really, 365, isn't it?